love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with his wife, his family, people I love, people that, you know, I thought at least my wife loved me at one time. I don't know. Again, I wonder, did she love the pro-life activist or did she love the guy that drove the BMW? I don't know. Anyway, from what I understand, Gary did go to see Lynn's body today, and I offered to be there with him. He did decline, so I will probably see him tomorrow. She may have been cremated today. One of the things, because I've talked with him about it, apparently he has been vaccinated. And again, as I've stated before, I know it's useless because, you know, my wife apparently, like I say, said years ago, apparently has embraced feminism because, you know, there is no, because I'm the dad and maybe also because I'm a white male, I have no authority and I have no part of my family. But, this dad, as I've stated in writing, withholds any authorization for my kids to be vaccinated. You know, it's interesting. The CDC will admit the death count from the vaccine that right now is like 11,000 plus in the U.S. alone. Add Europe, we're, you know, well over 25,000 dead from the vaccine. And there are some who are saying the numbers are actually quite deflated, and it's more like one party saying 45,000 because apparently it's a leaker in the CDC. So it's actually 45,000 or a lot more. And either way, a lot more people are dying of the vaccine than are dying of this, you know, so-called disease. But see, what concerns me, anybody who talks about that is censored. Anybody who shows evidence is censored. And because of the fact that my wife did state that out of respect for those who may be vulnerable, they wore the mask. And like I say, that's stupid. You were fooled. You were fooled. And you know, I wonder if, and I haven't thought this one through yet, but, you know, I've talked about the pro-life industrial complex because, again, the idea that when I was a pro-life activist and, well, I mean, the simple way to look at it is when I was a pro-life activist pointing to Psalm 139, it was, you're one of us. When I pointed to Genesis 1, be fruitful and multiply, it's get out of here. And because you need to be in the club. And it seems that the club, the Christian Community Club, is embracing what the state tells them. They are the dominant church in the Third Reich. Same thing. And, the confessing church who said, no, we don't bow to the Third Reich. We bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and what was used to get the institutional church to get behind the Third Reich is all the tragedies that were going on, the false flags between U.S. and or the Germany and Poland, and the various economic things that they made, and the drive to unify again with Czechoslovakia and all those kind of things. They packaged something where, no, let's get behind our state because our state is good. The state is rejection of the Lord. And, you know, the same state that brought you the weapons of mass destruction that never existed, the incubator babies that were thrown on the floor that never happened, the Gulf of Tonkin that never happened, and so much more, is the same state that is telling you to wear a mask that does absolutely nothing to protect you. And now, because we have a vaccine, you need to take it, even though it's killing more people. Apparently, we are now at or past the total death count. The admitted death count is at or past the death count from all other vaccines combined. Just this one. And so, and of course, You know, because the one industry that cannot be sued is the vaccine industry. When you sue somebody for a vaccine, you're suing the government, not the companies that make the vaccine. And people trust them. People are clamoring for the vaccines. It's stupid. And considering my family wore a mask, I have no doubt they're going to go down that road too, aren't they? What is the, you know, again, well over 3/4 of pregnant women who get the vaccine abort, you know, the miscarriage. And where does, apparently, there's some evidence that the first place the vaccine accumulates in the body is in the ovaries. It's genocide. You recall, we saw it when we were in Alabama. We bought the DVD, Demographic Winner. And you'll see it happen. You know, the strong evidence that the reason that there was an increase in the death count in nursing homes, again, it was because it was set up. It was genocide. And why do you want to kill people in nursing homes? Is because you want to take care, get rid of the older populations, to get rid of that burden, especially when you're going to reduce the younger population through, you know, through the eugenics techniques. You're going to reduce the younger population, so you got to reduce the older population. Otherwise, the younger generation will rebel because they don't want to pay for that massive number of older people because of the way that the demographics changes. Yeah, you think this is naive people playing at this? No, they know what they're doing. It was described years ago. This is Thomas Malthus being lived out in front of you. But everything I've said, any of this, and you know anything I just said, the U.S. government is now trying to censor by listening to your text messages, listening to your emails and whatnot. And if they find that, they will censor it. We're in the Fourth Reich. And my kids are people that I love. And I don't know what to do. But I'm going to try. And I want to get to my wife, too. Again, not to give her a nice new shiny new BMW, but to give her a man who's striving to be obedient to Christ, no matter the cost. If that kind of man is attractive to her, well, she married one, and he's available to her. My lady, I love you.